Hi, this is Michael Palermo with Microsoft, and right now we have a backstage pass. We're going to be interviewing the team, Grand Fellow, semifinalist for the Imagine Cup in 2014. And with us we have Grace, John, and Nick. Hello, everybody. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having us.
Great to have you here, and we would like to get to know you guys a little bit better. So, first of all, maybe Grace, we'll start with you.
Sure.
We'd like to know a little bit about you, what school you went to, who you are, what your studies are, so forth.
Hi, I'm Grace. I'm a junior at Penn, and I'm studying biology.
Very good. And John?
I'm a senior at Penn, and I'm studying material science and business.
And Nick?
Yeah, I'm also a rising senior at Penn, studying material science and business as well.
Very cool. Well, we wanted to get to know you guys. We know we've already perhaps had a little bit about the project in a previous interview, but now what we want to know about you is more about you. Like, for example, what do you expect to do? And any one of you can answer on this when you graduate.
For me personally, I hope to be involved in the medical field in the future. And I think that Nick and John are interested in being part of the startup industry.
Nice. Very cool. Well, on that note, why don't you tell us a little bit about your startup? Maybe we can get John. Tell us a little bit about your startup.
Yeah, absolutely. So on the simplest level, we're essentially a search catalog for public and private grants. So we serve university professors and also university departments. So we aggregate public and private grants on our platform. And right now we have an emphasis on private grants because those are typically harder to search and harder to manage. And essentially, we allow university departments to track the grant applications, and we allow professors to search through our database. And we have two main value propositions. The first is our search. So we have a really detailed search system that allows them to search for the grants that's sorted by relevance. And we also have a detailed filtering system that allows them to filter based on restrictions. So these can be anything related to, for example, age or geographical location. And basically, we want to save professors time because we want to make sure that they don't waste time looking for grants, looking through grants that they're not eligible for. And then the second value proposition is we want to allow university departments to keep track of all the different grants that are going on in their department, and be able to keep track of the professors and assign different grants to different professors. So ultimately, we're a search catalog, but we also provide the tracking feature as well.
Sounds cool. Now, I think your team was one of the select few that got selected for the Imagine Fund. So maybe, Grace, explain, why did you apply for the Imagine Fund?
So we applied for the Imagine Fund because of the opportunity for mentorship. Is one of the few programs that really allowed us to get to know Microsoft in a mentorship type of role. They really gave us invaluable advice and really told us the next steps, and that's something that we really wanted to get from them.
Excellent. Now, of course, your team was not just selected for the Imagine Fund, but you're a semifinalist now for the 2014 Imagine Cup. Congratulations on that. How are you getting ready for that?
Yeah, sure. So we've been very fortunate to kind of work with the Imagine Fund program itself over these past few months. And a large part is just continuing that process. So we kind of came into this not knowing any coding knowledge, not having a strong technical background at all. And Microsoft has really helped us, like, learn HTML, PHP, working with Azure, kind of, like, learning the entire process from beginning to end. And just business as usual, I guess, as far as next steps for us, just kind of still trying to scale up. You know, we've had the chance to partner with 9 universities now, and we're trying to add on more partners to work with. And hopefully we have the chance to share our work with the Microsoft folks at the international competition. So,
so let's say you make it to Seattle, you win. What's next?
Yeah, sure. So I think if we wing at Seattle, oh my God. One step at a time. But if we wing at Seattle, I think first, as far as like publicity and funding goes, they're phenomenal opportunities to help us build our business. We're kind of at a rate of scaling where we feel like the additional help and mentorship there would really help us just build our business at a much faster rate and kind of grow it into something that could really make a very significant impact. Because right now, you know, we're kind of working with a limited number of universities, but we feel like we have a product that can really, really make a huge difference as far as research is currently done. So I feel like winning in Seattle is going to help us really just attain our end vision. So.
So what happens with the startup? Maybe, John, you can answer this. If you win, what's next for that startup?
Yeah, absolutely. So as Nick mentioned earlier, I think if we win or even if we don't win, I think we're planning on continuing this because this is something that we truly, truly believe in. And we think this is a really interesting problem to be tackling, especially as university students right now. So I think the number one answer is definitely continuing with the startup. I think we also plan on applying to a few incubators, especially since Nick and I are really interested in startups. We plan on pursuing this, especially, you know, in the next few months and also when we graduate. So definitely looking into a few incubators and potentially applying to those and obviously trying to acquire clients and continuing to build the business to ultimately achieve our vision.
Sounds great. I love the idea. I think it's great. Anything that saves people time is wonderful. So I appreciate you taking your time to be with us on this little behind-the-scenes interview. And I don't wish you luck. I wish you success by merit. And I hope that you achieve your dreams as you move forward. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.